Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will have the second class of the series of Sincerity is Our Goal, and the title of the class is The Secret of Sincerity. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about sincerity, which was actually, or which is a command from Allah to Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and to all the Muslims, as we learned from the verses of the Holy Quran last class. Today, inshallah, we will learn in more details about sincerity and about the importance of sincerity and the proofs from the Quran and from the sayings of Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. So the first question to answer today is, what is sincerity? Sincerity means the purity of intention in every deed and in every saying. This means that to obey Allah the Almighty in every deed and in every saying, looking for the pleasure of Allah and seeking for the reward only from Allah. This is the meaning of sincerity in Islam. The second question is, what is the source of sincerity? The source of sincerity is the pure belief in the unity of Allah, the only Lord of the heavens and the earth, the Lord who creates, who owns, who sustains, who knows, who plans everything in the heavens and the earth. Sincerity actually is the reflection of the pure belief of the oneness in Allah's lordship. That is to say, the more the belief in the true and pure unity of Allah, the more the sincerity is strong and valid. Actually, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, said, religion is sincerity. This is the clarification of the importance of sincerity in Islam, because sincerity means total submission and devotion to Allah, looking for the pleasure of Allah, seeking only the reward from Allah the Almighty. We must learn that sincerity is a great mercy for the heart of the believers, because sincerity means having all the spirit to be directed to one direction, to one identity, to one goal, to one purpose and to one reward, which is Allah, his pleasure, his obedience and his reward. So the spirit will have peace, unity and strength, as actually this is the nature which it was created with. The importance of sincerity in Islam is clarified in the following hadith of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, who said that Allah the Blessed said, I am of no need of partners. Whoever does any deed for the sake of others as well as me, I leave this deed for those others. This actually hadith is clarifying a very important fact. So long we believe that Allah is the only Lord in the heavens and the earth, so we must do all our deeds obeying his commands and looking for the pleasure of Allah and seeking the reward from Allah only. This means that our only Lord is Allah. So when we do our deeds, it must be for the sake of the only Lord Allah the Almighty only. Accordingly, Allah the Almighty, the All-Powerful, Allah the owner of everything in the heavens and the earth, is clarifying that He is not in need of any partners. So whoever does any deed for the sake of those partners, as Allah, Allah will leave these deeds for others, because Allah is not in need of our deeds. Allah is not in need of our acts of worship. Allah is not in need of anyone. Allah is everything. Allah is the owner, the creator, the planner of everything. Allah is the controller of everything. Allah is the only power and will in this life, and the rest are powerless, are nothing, are just actually handful of dust. So long the clear belief in the oneness of Allah, accordingly you must have the sincerity in your acts and deeds. Accordingly, sincerity is a must for any deed to be accepted, because Allah doesn't accept a deed from a human being who has any partners with him. Let us now know in more details about the importance of sincerity in Islam. We will actually now learn a very important hadith, which is always mentioned as hadith number one in the books of hadith and sayings of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Actually, Umar ibn al-Khattab said, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying, all actions are judged by intentions, and each person will be rewarded according to his intention. Thus he whose migration was to Allah and his messenger, his migration is for Allah and his messenger. But he whose migration was for some worldly benefits which he might gain, or for a wife he might marry, his migration is to that for which he migrated for. Actually, this is a very important hadith. This is a fundamental hadith which every Muslim must know its meaning, so that inshallah he will have the sincerity in all his deeds. The meaning of the word intention in Islam is that intention is what you intend to achieve by doing an action. Intention is what you intend to achieve by doing an action, and its place is your heart. And the only one who knows about your heart and about your intention is Allah. Accordingly, sincerity is a relation between the slave and Allah only, because only Allah knows what is in our hearts. Only Allah knows our intention. In this hadith, it is actually a fact which is very clear regarding the importance of the purity of intention. The principle of that hadith is that in order for any action to be accepted by Allah, it must be done purely for the sake of Allah. That is to say, obeying Allah, looking for the pleasure of Allah, and seeking the reward only from Allah. This is the only condition for your acts to be accepted and deeds by Allah, is that to be for the sake of Allah and following the commands of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are focusing in these classes on sincerity. Accordingly, in order for your any action to be accepted, it must be done purely for the sake of Allah. Regarding that hadith which we just mentioned, actually this hadith was regarding a stage of the life of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Allah ordered all the Muslims to migrate from Mecca to the new Islamic state of Medina because of the suffering which the Muslims were actually exposed to in Mecca. Accordingly, and out of the mercy of Allah, Allah commanded Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and all the Muslims to leave Mecca and to actually escape the hardship which they were facing in Mecca, and to start the new Islamic state in Medina. In this hadith, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he gave an example of two types of people in regarding to their religious service of migration. The first example was that person who migrated to Medina purely for the sake of Allah, obeying the command of Allah, seeking actually his reward from Allah and looking for the pleasure of Allah. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said that that person migration, the migration of that person will be accepted by Allah and he will be rewarded in the fullest from Allah because his intention was for the sake of Allah. But regarding the other example which was mentioned by Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he was a person who fulfilled this service outwardly, but his intention was not obeying the commands of Allah, not actually the pleasure of Allah, but his intention was to achieve what to achieve one of the worldly benefit. Accordingly, his deed was not for the sake of Allah. Accordingly, his deed was not accepted, and he will not be rewarded for the migration, as he lost the reward because he didn't have the sincerity in his intention regarding his migration to Medina. So in this hadith we are learning about two persons. Both of them did the same action. That is to say, both of them migrated to Medina. This is outwardly, but regarding their intention, they had two different intentions. The first person, his intention was obeying the commands of Allah. Accordingly, he will be rewarded for his intention, and his migration will be accepted by Allah as a religious deed or as an accepted deed from Allah. But for the other person who migrated to Medina outwardly, but his intention was to marry a woman or for a worldly benefit, his intention was not a sincere intention, was not for the sake of Allah. Accordingly, he will not be rewarded for his migration. We are learning from that hadith that intention is the most important for Allah. Allah is looking for our hearts. Allah is looking for our intention. Allah will reward us according to our intentions. So we must be very critical regarding our intentions, and we must always and all the time having Allah's sake as our intention regarding all our deeds and saying, so that inshallah we will be rewarded by Allah. We must also about the importance of sincerity, a very important, that you can get a reward from a deed because of your intention, even if you were prevented to do that deed, for example, due to illness. Let me give you an example. Suppose I have the intention to wake up, for example, half an hour before Fajr prayer in order to pray the night prayer. But it happened that I was so tired at night and I started to have a high grade fever, and because of this fever I was not able to wake up to pray the night prayer. But I had the intention and the pure intention for the sake of Allah to pray the night prayer. But I can't do it. So Allah, inshallah, out of His mercy and knowledge, will reward me for that deed, for the night prayer, in spite of the fact that I didn't wake up for it. This means that it is my intention that was behind the reward of Allah, in spite of the fact that I didn't do the deed. So this is actually a fact which we must know and we must learn regarding the importance of the purity of intention, that is to say the importance of sincerity. So long you have sincerity towards with Allah in your heart, inshallah, you are rewarded. You are rewarded not only for the acts of worship, but you are rewarded for every deed and for every saying you say, so long you have the intention in your heart that you are doing that deed or saying that thing for the sake of Allah, the Almighty. Now, inshallah, we will learn a very important hadith regarding the fact that how the unsincere intention will cause the deed not to be accepted by Allah. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, the first people to be judged on the day of judgment is a man who acquired knowledge and imparted it and recited the Holy Quran. So he will be brought forward to Allah on the day of judgment. And Allah will make count the blessings, and he will do so. Then Allah will ask him, what did you do for these blessings? The man will say, I acquired knowledge, I recited the Holy Quran for your sake. Allah will say, you are lying. You acquired knowledge, so people will call you a learned man, a scholar. And you recited the Holy Quran so that the people will call you a good reciter of the Quran. Indeed, they called you these things. Then he will be dragged on his face until he is cast into the hell. Another man will be the man whom Allah enriched him with all manners of wealth. He will be brought to Allah, and Allah will make him recount the blessings, and he will do so. Then Allah will ask him, what did you do for these blessings? He will say, I spent the money for your sake, on every cause in which you wish money to be spent. Allah will say, you are lying. You spend it so that people will call you generous. And indeed, they called you these things. Then he will be dragged on his face until he is cast into the hell. Actually, this is a very important hadith for every Muslim to know and to realize the message of that hadith. This hadith is clarifying the importance of the pure intention regarding our deeds. In this hadith, Allah is mentioning two of the best deeds in Islam, recitation of the Holy Quran, teaching the people the Holy Quran, and giving zakat and giving charity to the Muslims, and actually to spend the money for the sake of Allah. These are two of the best deeds in Islam. So the question is, O Allah, why those two Muslims, whom they actually were doing the best deeds in Islam, why their deeds were not accepted by Allah, and why their final destination was the hellfire? The question is that, in spite of the fact that those two people were doing the best deeds in Islam, which are the recitation of the Holy Quran, teaching the people the Quran, spending the money for the sake of Allah, in spite of the fact that the deeds are good deeds, but the intentions were not pure intention. There was no sincerity in these deeds, because those people, they did these deeds for the sake of showing off, for the sake of the people, for the sake of having actually everyone to know about their good deeds. Accordingly, there was no sincerity in their deeds. There was no purity of intention in these two deeds. Accordingly, Allah didn't accept their deeds, and they were dragged on their faces to the hell. So let us reflect on this fact. Actually, all of us Muslims, we must realize these facts. It is not the deed, it is your intention. You must focus in your intention. You must have the purity purity of your intention. You must remember the fact that your intention must be only for Allah, because Allah is your Lord, because Allah is the only one in this life who has the power, and Allah is the only one in this life who will judge our deeds, and Allah is the only one in this life who knows what is in our hearts, and Allah is the only one in this life who knows our intentions. We must know that Allah knows everything, and Allah knows all what we hide in our hearts. So if your intention is pure, Allah will reward you all the good. And if your intention is not actually for the sake of Allah, you will be punished, and your deeds will not be accepted, even if your deeds are or were the recitation of the Holy Quran or the spending of the money for Allah. Allah the Almighty, Allah loves these acts, recitation of Quran and spending the money for His sake. Allah commanded us to do these deeds. These are deeds of obeying of the commands of Allah, but they must be done for the sake of Allah. They must be done with the sincerity of the intention. So let us reflect on this fact. Let us remember this fact. You must have the purity of intention before doing any deed. You must have only Allah as your goal for your deed. You must have sincerity as the goal of your deed, so that inshallah you will be having the great reward from Allah from your deed. From this hadith, we must always remember that we must forget the people. When we do our deeds, we must forget the people completely, so that we will have the sincerity, so that Allah will accept our deeds, and we will be rewarded inshallah in this life and in the hereafter regarding our deeds. Inshallah, now we learn Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, which is clarifying that sincerity, that is to say purity of intention, is the source of mercy and the source of actually having an outlet from the hardships in this worldly life. That is to say, when you have sincerity in your deeds, inshallah this will be a way for any hardship in your life. Let us recite the hadith now. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, three persons from the tribe of Bani Israel got together and started out on a journey. On the way, clouds gathered and the rain started, and so they sought shelter in a nearby cave. Suddenly, a large rock slipped and blocked the entrance of the cave, trapping the three inside the cave. They had no other alternative except to turn to Allah for help. Let us use our sincere deeds as means to obtain deliverance from this torment, suggested one of them. All others agreed. So one of them said, O Lord, you are aware that I have a very attractive cousin, and that I loved her, and I was obsessed with her. One day, finding her alone, I took hold of her, and I wanted to satisfy my desires. When she spoke out to me, saying, O my cousin, fear Allah and don't harm me. So, hearing this, I decided to control my evil act. O Lord, if that deed of mine had been out of absolute sincerity and only for your sake, deliver us out of this grief. Suddenly, they noted that the rock had moved away a little, brightening up the interior of the cave. The second person said, O Lord, you know that I have a father and a mother so old. I used to take care of them. One night, having brought them their food, I observed that they were asleep. So I spent the whole night near them, the food in hand, without waking them up for fear of disturbing them. O Lord, if that deed of mine had been out of sincerity, grant us salvation. So the rock moved aside a little more. The third person supplied, O Lord, you know that I had a worker who used to work for me. When his term had reached its termination, I handed over to him his money, but he was not pleased, and in a state of displeasure he went away. I used his money to buy a goat, which I looked for, and soon I had a flock in my possession. When the worker returned again after a period of time, I informed him, and I pointed towards the flock of goats and gave it to him. He took it all. O Lord, if my deed was sincere, deliver us out of this grief. At that point, the entire rock moved aside from the mouth of the cave, and all the three emerged from it. So actually in this hadith it was the purity of intention, that is to say sincerity, which made the deeds of the three people valuable deeds, and they were rewarded for these good deeds. This is the secret of sincerity. Lack of sincerity can make a great deed not accepted by Allah. Even it can make it a sin which deserves punishment in the hell, as it was mentioned for the two people whom they recited the Holy Quran and they spent the money for the sake of showing off. While the purity of sincerity and the purity of intention can make a simple deed to be accepted by Allah, and actually it can be a reward for a way for a great reward. The lesson is that it is the sincerity which every Muslim must have, so that inshallah it will be the way for the mercy in this life and in the hereafter. Actually, in reality, our entire life can become an act of worship, as its objective is the pleasure of Allah and the obedience of His commands. The sincere Muslim will be rewarded for his everyday normal activity which he performs. For example, eating, sleeping, and any normal activity. Also for his good manners, honesty, courage, and forgiveness, so long he has his intention as a pure intention, that is to say for the sake of Allah and for the pleasure of Allah. So from this class we learned the following. We learned that sincerity is the purity of intention, and the place of intention is the heart. We learned that Allah is the only one who knows the intention. Accordingly, Allah is rewarding us according to our intentions. Our deeds are rewarded by Allah according to their intention. So a good deed, for example, a recitation of the Holy Quran, if it lacks the purity of intention, it will be the way to the punishment of Allah. And on the other side, very simple deed, for example, to help someone or to take care of your parents, can be a deed which is highly rewarded by Allah, so long it is a sincere deed, that is to say, a deed with the purity of the intention. We must always remember, my dearest sister, that the goal of creation of mankind in this worldly life and the jinn is only to worship Allah. As Allah mentioned in Surah number 51, verse number 65, as Allah said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون And Allah created not the jinn and the mankind except that they should worship me alone. So this is the goal of our creation, is to worship Allah alone. Worshipping Allah means to have the purity of intention, that is to say the sincerity in every deed and in every action. That is to say to do every deed and to say every saying for the sake of the pleasure of Allah, looking for the reward from Allah and obeying the commands of Allah. If we do so, inshallah, we will have the reward from Allah in the worldly life and in the hereafter, and we will be all the time looking for the purity of the intention to be the way of the pleasure of Allah in this worldly life. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn about sincerity regards the acts of the month of Ramadan, and inshallah we will start by learning about sincerity regarding fasting the month of Ramadan inshallah next week, and let us make the dua inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day ends.